Now, by this time, I'd been given a stamp, because every inspector has his own stamp mark.
Right, so although you didn't sort of have a, so this was the sort of a sign that you'd finally arrived, when you get your own stamp.
Yes.
It's like passing your driving test, effectively.
Sort of, yes. You had this set of stamps. There was a rubber stamp, there was two metal stamps, and they'll say that everyone was an individual number to that individual inspector. So once it was on a particular part, you have a hammer and you hammer it on, and it's impressed on part, you see. Once it's on that part, your name is on that. There's no way you can get away and say, no, I didn't do that. They know very well you did. So then you signed your life away if the aircraft crashed.
If there was a problem, subsequent problem with a part, it could be traced back to you.
Yeah.
Could you just give us a very sort of introductory account of what the job of the inspector involved?
Well, that depends where you are, of course, what particular department you're in.
Yes.
I mean, your job is a sort of, what do you call it these days? I can't think of the name now. There's a specific name for it these days. Quality control. That was basically what your job was. Quality control. You had to be sure that everything that went through to go into the aircraft was right. Sometimes it was wrong. I've known people get the sack for that. I mean, in those days, you could be sacked on the spot. There was no sort of going through unions or anything like that, but you could be sacked one overnight, so to speak. But that's basically what inspection is. Everything that goes through to go on the aircraft has to go through inspection.